Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the sixth day of the month of Iyar, the 21st day of the Omer, and in Israel, where it is already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the seventh day of the month of the year. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May He who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May He protect and bless the service men and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and His mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel in their days and in ours. May Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be His will, ben Omar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Jason Wiener of Knesset Israel Congregation of Beverly Wood in Los Angeles, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Wiener's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. There's the chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach Lecholim, during which Rabbi Wiener will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us here the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is over, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And again, just a request amongst all Cholei Yisrael, please continue to have in mind Yitzchak ben Devorah, Yitzchak ben Devorah, he and all those in need have a refuah shalema. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Wiener.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you for having me. Shalom, everyone. It's an honor to be with you. And, you know, as was mentioned, I'm a rabbi of a synagogue in Los Angeles and also of a hospital of Cedar Sinai in Los Angeles. And in my work in the hospital, you know, we often face challenging moments. And if you're looking carefully, and sometimes even not so carefully, you can't help but see the hand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu comforting us and giving us chizuk as we move through challenging moments. And so I wanted to share a story with you that it doesn't always have a happy ending, but the chizuk is what matters, and the way that God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reveals Himself and shows how He can be supportive even in challenging times. And so this is a story that I was just thinking of that because it gives me so much chizuk. There was a patient who asked to see me urgently. So I went up to the room and I see this young man in his hospital bed with his wife by his side. I could see the man looked very, very sick. He says to me, Rabbi, I'm dying. I'm very scared. I need you to prove to me that there is a heaven. Prove that Olam Haba exists and that's where I'm going. So, you know, as a chaplain, this is a little bit of a challenging request because usually our role is not to tell people what to think or believe, or we're there to support them. And so I just said to him, you know, tell me why you're asking that right now. Is this a question you've been struggling with for a long time? You know, tell me more about what's going on for you. And he stops me mid-sentence and he says, Rabbi, I don't want any psychobabble. I don't want you to psychoanalyze me. I don't want you to ask me questions. I just have a question for you. I'm dying and I need to know that there is a heaven. I need to know that's where I'm going. I need proof. So I a little bit responded, you know, his request for proof, like a little bit like, oh, I can I prove it? And I see he was annoyed that I was a little bit hesitating. He says to me, okay, Rabbi, tell me one thing. Do you believe it? Do you believe that there is Olam Haba? Do you believe in heaven? Do you believe in afterlife? I said, yes, absolutely, very strongly. So he says, okay, why? Tell me why. I said, well, that's my belief. I mean, it's based on, you know, my belief, my emuna in our tradition. You know, our rabbis tell us that this exists. I think it's logical, you know, that a good God, you know, rewards people for doing the right thing, and that the main reward can only come in the afterlife in a non-physical environment. And also, you know, some experiences that I've had. So he says, tell me, what experiences? What do you mean, experiences you've had? So I decided, and maybe it's somewhat non-conventional as a chaplain in a hospital, I said, okay, you know, let me tell him a story that happened in this hospital that I experienced myself. There was a teenager who was once brought into our hospital urgently by helicopter. She was very sick, sadly. I remember davening outside her hospital room with her mother. For a little while, she seemed to recover, and then she just, everything crashed, and her heart stopped. And I was praying with her mother outside the room during the code while they tried to resuscitate her, which took over an hour. But thankfully, was successful, and they did get her heartbeat back. And after not too long, she was alert again. And after a little while, they allowed us to come into the room to talk to her. And her mother says to her, the first thing her mother says, after she had already been told at one point that her daughter had died, and then she's told later, nope, she's alive. The first thing her mother says to her was, what did you see? What did you experience? You were gone, and you're back, and what was it like? And her daughter, the patient who was intubated at that time but was able to communicate somewhat, she turns to both of us, and she says with tears in her eyes, she says, Grandma, I saw Grandma. And she says, she mouths, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And the mother starts crying. She says to me, her grandmother, my mother, she was very close with her. They were tied together, and she died a few years ago. It was a very tragic loss in our lives. Wow. She says, you saw Grandma? To the patient. The patient nods yes with like a smile on her face. Yes, yes. She was there. She says, she hugged me. And then next thing she knows, she's alive again. Well, the sad part was that night, her heart stopped again, this patient. And this time they couldn't get it back. And at the funeral the next day, I remember the mother said to me, you know, this was so tragic. I would be so distraught, but I can't help but think that my mother just sent her back to me to tell me everything's going to be okay. I have her. Don't worry. And that's why she survived initially, and then she was gone. God knew that God was going to take her from me, but at least gave me a message from my mother, that my mother's there, you know, on the other side, to comfort her and be with her. And so that gives me strength. Otherwise, I would never be able to get through this funeral these days. I would never get through this, but I feel comforted. And that was very special, because I was there, I saw it, and it really was incredible. And so I told this patient, who was asking me for proof in the afterlife, and I told him I'd had some experiences in the hospital and my work there. I told him that story. And he was crying. He and his wife were both crying after I told the story. And he says to me, Rabbi, thank you. You've comforted me. I believe that story, and it gives me strength. And that's the best proof we can have, is experiences like that. So thank you for proving it to me. So I thought, okay, wow, I guess I proved it to him. I went back down to my office where I am now and all of our chaplains are. And I told them the story just because it was unique to me. I said to them, have you ever had a patient who demanded proof of an afterlife to you? And the other chaplains were like, no, I don't think I've had that specific case. What did you tell him? So I told them the story. And one of our other chaplains was there. She's our pediatric chaplain. So this other patient was, you know, pediatric, and she says to me, oh, I remember that patient. I remember that story with that, you know, near-death experience where her grandmother came and hugged her, and then she came back, and then she died. I remember that. I visited her, too. In fact, I have it in my journal here. And I see she pulls up on her computer a journal that she keeps of her hospital experiences. She says, I said, oh, yeah, pull it up, because am I telling it right? I mean, that's the way I remember it, but it was a few years ago, and I'm not sure if I remembered it 100% accurately. Let's see. So she pulls up the story in her journal, and I see she's reading it, and she says, yeah, exactly how you said it. That's how it happened. I said, wait a second. What's that number on the top of the page? She says, oh, that's the room number. I always put the room numbers where these stories happen just to, you know, remind myself. I got chills. I said, you'll never believe it. That patient who just asked me right now for proof in an afterlife, he's in that room, that same room where that story happened. You know, we have over 1,000 beds in our hospital. What are the odds? He's in the same room. I said, I have to go back and tell him. I went back up and he says, oh, Rabbi, yeah, you, it's okay. You said enough. You comforted me. I said, no, there's more. I just checked in a journal of one of the chaplains. And you know that story I told you about that young girl? It was right here in this room, in this bed, in this spot is where it happened. He couldn't believe it. He was overwhelmed. He said, okay, this is a sign. I've been struggling for weeks and weeks since I got my diagnosis. What's going to happen to me? Is there an afterlife? And now you have comforted me. This is incredible. Thank you. And sadly, he died just 2 days later. And his wife told me, you wouldn't believe how much comfort he died with. It's sad he died, but he was calm. He was relaxed. He was able to say goodbye to his family, to engage in prayers and tshuva. It was really incredible. And to me, it was sad. This young man died. This young girl died. It was very tragic. But it was profound reminders that even when things seem so tragic to our limited perceptions, there's much deeper things happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us small hugs and winks and reminders that we're not alone and that it's all going to be okay. And that gives me a tremendous amount of chizuk. I try to remember it every day. And with that, we'll say some Tehillim, starting with Psalm 20, Tehillim Chaf. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid. Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara yisagev Hashem lehi Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol min chosecha v'las echad yedash nesela. Yitain lecha kelevavecha v'cho etzatzecha yimale. Nirana b'shu asecha v'shem Eloheinu nigdol yimale Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yedati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Yanei mishmei kadshog v'gevurus yeshimino. Eile v'rechav, eile v'susim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hei makar v'nafal v'anachnu kamenu v'yisodad. Adonai Yoshia Melech Yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir l'malos, asayinai l'ari, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai. Osei shamayim va'aretz, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha yad yeminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach b'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitzecha v'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hamalos v'mamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tienes necha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avanos tishmorya, Adonai miyamod, kim chas licha, leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'livro chalti, nafshi, l'Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed v'arbei mofidus, v'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim b'tar v'shivya, homdim bein b'yam vein b'yabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, yotein mitar v'yaravacha, miyafel aliora, mishubu l'geula, hashta ba'agal v'zman kari v'nomar. Amen. And the Mishaberach l'chayalei tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach, Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech es Chayilei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael v'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim HaMishmar Atzein Avrei Eloheinu, Migvul Halvanon, V'Ad Bidbar Mitzrayim, Yom HaGadol, Adavar Ava, Biabasha Bavir Vayam Machomakom Shehem. Itain Adonai Esavinu Hakamim Alenu Nigafim Fnehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Chalina Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka Mikol Nego Machala V'Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlacha B'Chol Ma'asei Yedeihem Yadber Saninu Tachtehem V'Yatrein B'Kesi Yeshua V'Tern Yisachon V'Kiyom B'Hem HaKasuv K'Adonai Eloheichem Haleichim Lechem Nilechem Lechem V'Veichem L'Shiaschem V'Nomar Amen. And finally, the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the prayer for all those who are not well. Mishaberach, Avosein Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Es HaCholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mitpalim ba'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, lachlimam, l'raposam, lachazikam, lachayosam, v'yishlach lehem mehera refua shalem min ha'shamayim, l'chol ivrahim, l'chol gideihem, besoch sha'ar cholei Yisrael, refuas ha'nefesh, refuas ha'guf, hashta ba'agala v'yizman kariv v'nomar, Amen.
Amen. Wow. What a story and message. Thank you so much, Rabbi Wiener. Looking forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the Yirat Hashem, in the near future. And I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her assistance and help. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and tikvah, hope. All of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day, a safe, wonderful, and beautiful Shabbos. We'll see you back on Monday.